It's time for our weekly segment with John Machota of The Athletic.
All right, here we go. That was intern Patrick getting a little couple of words in. It's been a while since we've heard from him. He's getting a little bit, you know, he wants more catches, more targets his way. John Machota joins us from the Star in Frisco as the Cowboys get ready for the Giants. He's from The Athletic and covers the Cowboys and with us on Wednesdays. John, there was so much, of course, discussion, speculation about the trade deadline, and it came and went. No Jamal Adams or whatever. I saw you put up something maybe Adams was talking about. That's where he'd want to play. But isn't that the case with a lot of players, that they would love to play for Dallas and Jerry Jones?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've said on this show before, and I've told you guys this before many a times, about being from Detroit and how growing up you just never heard many people talk about how they wanted to play for the Lions. And then since I've covered this team, I just feel like I'm always posting something on Twitter about a guy who, whether it be in the off season or during the season, is just open to that idea. And then for him, especially being a guy, you know, from the area, it adds to even more. I do think that him saying is pretty interesting as well, because of the fact that, you know, I mean, the Cowboys just played the Jets, and before that game, he was asked about, you know, the Cowboys, and then he said how he rooted against them when he was a kid. His dad played for the Giants, and he was never a Cowboys fan at all. And so, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, though, that when this started coming about, though, that came out that he was interested in coming back home, which, to me, I get it. I mean, from being down here now almost, you know, 9-10 years, I can see why, you know, just with the interest with the team and everything. And then just where the team's at right now with the pieces that they have in place, like, I mean, you really look at this roster and you're thinking, man, you had a playmaking safety like that. I mean, it looks like he doesn't have very many weaknesses left. And so I totally get it, and I wouldn't rule out him being a member of the Cowboys, I don't know, at some point later on in his career.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
John, I know what they said would have gotten it done. What would you have been willing to part with if you were the Cowboys?
Well, obviously you have to give up a first rounder. I mean, they weren't even going to answer a phone call if it wasn't for that. And then they... You know, I mean, I've heard somewhere between a fourth or fifth round pick additional to that, and then the Jets wanted a 1 and 2 2. So, I mean, to say that it was close is not true. I mean, there was a long way to go between that. I mean, you had a long way to go. I don't even know if the Cowboys would have given a 1 and a 2, much less a 1 and 2 2. So, clearly, they weren't really trying to shop him. They were just kind of like, hey, if someone throws us a lot, this might be too good to pass up. And so, considering that I don't think the Cowboys are going to have a top 15 pick, I would say I'd give up a first, and I'd give up a first, and I'd give up a second for him, because I know that might be a lot. I mean, you could potentially get a couple of Pro Bowl players in those spots, but you also could have you know, a couple misses, especially if you're drafting towards the back end of the first round. So, yeah, I'd give up a 1 and 2 for him, but I wouldn't give up 2 firsts or 1 and 2 twos. I think that's just too much.
Paul, is the Trent Williams story about the helmet, is that legitimate? Is that true?
Okay. That's real. And they've got 2 weeks to find him a helmet that doesn't hurt the area that he had surgery on, which was a tumor that they missed.
Which is a serious, yeah. Kind of not like a scratch from, like, bumped your head against the front door.
He's kind of got them over a barrel, John, here about this
John,
thing, because...
Can you imagine the beat writer, and you have a player like Antonio Brown when he was at Oakland about the helmet... And now Trent Williams, who did have surgery to remove, I believe, what was a growth, a tumor. And I know him, and yet I'm kind of like, this helmet thing, can you imagine this story as a beat writer having to figure out, is it really something legitimate or something that just somebody now now players don't like their helmets?
I mean, that's wild. And when I saw that come across Twitter earlier today, I was kind of like, this just sounds like a guy who doesn't really want to play there. He's kind of fed up with the whole thing, but you know, you never really know until, I mean, because I mean, he's the only one that really knows. If he is putting on his helmet and it's an issue, obviously that guy can't go out on the field and play. My only thing would be if he's having an issue right now with this helmet, what's to say that any helmet then isn't going to be creating this issue? So again, it just seems like, you know, and I hate to put him in the same category because these are two different things, but with like Jalen Ramsey, it was like Jalen Ramsey just was not going to find a way to be healthy to play for the Jags. He wanted out, and it was like, okay, you're going to keep me here? Well, I'm not going to play. So I don't know if that's the case with Trent Williams, but when you see – this is the other thing is like because of Twitter, you get to see so much more stuff you never normally would have seen, just going back to whatever, 10, 15 years ago, because you just read a little thing here or there about other teams. Mostly you'd hear most of the stuff about your local team, whether it be on the news or in the newspaper and stuff like that. Now we get all of this, so we have a lot of different things to compare it to. But that is strange. I can't say I've ever heard something like that before. Since Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, David Irving kind of played a little bit of that, but a lot of that was because he was suspended as well, and they just got fed up with him in Dallas and said, okay, you're done. But he was talented enough to keep kind of close by for a little bit. But it's because Trent Williams can say the helmet, and that might be 100% legitimate because of what he's been through. But he happened to now all of a sudden want to fit into a helmet this week because he might lose an accrued season as well. That's the part that makes it hypocrisy to me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's certainly I can see where you're coming from on that. I would have liked to have been there. I would have liked to have seen how this whole thing went down. I find it hard to believe he hasn't tried to put the helmet on before this, you know, and knew if he could or he couldn't. Maybe he told them right off the bat, like, hey, I'm having problems with this helmet. I can't do anything until I get a new helmet. It's tough because, like you said about the surgery and all that. I mean, just you don't know what he's going through, but it is strange, especially that just you from what it sounds like, from what I read, is like he passed every other part of the physical. It was just this was the only thing that was holding it up, and so because of that, it just seems really odd.
Mm-hmm.
John, to the Giants this week. This is a team the Cowboys beat pretty badly in Week One. They're different now because of Daniel Jones. How much do you think that changes things?
You know, I don't really think it changes a lot just because Daniel Jones, in a lot of ways, is similar to Eli Manning. And then just being around, you know, talking to Robert Quinn and DeMarcus Lawrence yesterday, both of them seemed thrilled that they're going from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones in the sense that the way this Cowboys defense is built, they love the pocket passers because Daniel Jones is a little bit more mobile at this stage in his career than Eli Manning is at this stage in his career. But especially with the addition of Michael Bennett, like they really feel like they just have a lot of weapons up front, and playing against a rookie quarterback like this that they can kind of tee off against, they seem very eager for this, and it doesn't seem like there's many guys in there that are too concerned about going against whether it be Daniel Jones or Eli Manning. It's really just this Giants team in general. It doesn't seem to be striking much fear in the locker room, which, hey, you know, maybe that'll be a problem because I don't think that the Jets – struck much fear in them, and that obviously was a problem. So it'll be interesting. It's not good if they go back up to New Jersey now a second time in less than a month, and they drop a second game to a subpar opponent. It won't be good.
They're 4-3, right, Paul? Is that right? Mm-hmm. John, they're 4-3. Philadelphia won a game, a tough game to win, but they did. They're 4-4. What do you think's going to win the NFC East? 9 or 10 wins?
You know, I think I just feel like it's going to take 10. It's a lot because of what the Eagles have left on their schedule. They have a run there where there's a lot of Dolphins, Giants, Redskins left on there. So that kind of stands out to me. But the other thing is that if you tell me that someone can get it down with 9, I'd favor the Cowboys in that I'd say that it can be 9, but then you have to, one of those 9 wins has to be that game at the end of the year, well, second from last week, against the Eagles in Philadelphia. You're going to have to sweep the division and win the NFC East that way. But more than likely, I think it's going to take 10 games. And then obviously, with the way the rest of the NFC is going, you're not going to get another team in as a wild card. So it all comes down to the division. And frankly, for me, looking at both those schedules, the way they play out, I just really think it comes down to that game in Philadelphia.
Wait a minute. Did you say my Redskins are out of the playoff chase? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me that 1-7, that they're not mathematically eliminated, but, John, that they're done. Is that what you're trying to tell me on the night?
I hate to break that to you, but I will say this. So you can watch Ohio State because maybe you have a chance to get that Chase Young kid, the defensive end there. I don't think the Redskins, that's the thing. Like, if you're a Redskins fan, like, and you have, let's say you end up with the worst record and you have like a first or second pick, I don't think you're taking a quarterback if you just drafted one. So that'll be interesting for them. The same thing for the Giants, obviously, where they're at. You know, generally when you're that high, you're taking a quarterback. But I don't think either of those teams are going to do that.
No, you're right. And I have a vote in the Maxwell Trophy or whatever they call it, and also the Bednarik Award. And I had Chase Young won in both because he's on the – there's a, it's kind of like one of those Survey Monkey type things where they sent it out. The link came to me today, and I put him as the number. He's a difference maker, no question about it. All right, thank you, man. John, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Anytime, boys. Thank you.
John Machota covers the Cowboys at the Star.